Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN Radio audience around the nation, around the world, and our warm listeners on the Gulf Coast, the Gulf Coast of Mexico. Every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., we're just so honored to be in your living rooms. And joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hello. Well, we're going to be talking today about, first of all, a fresh report out of Tel Aviv, Israel, from Avi Mizrahi there, and what's taking place and kind of, you know, what's it like to be Israeli, to be a Jew in Jerusalem at a time like this. We'll also be talking about an encounter that Francis Chan had, and all of his encounters are amazing. But this is an encounter he had when he was in his yard working one day, and he had people come out to his yard who were Jehovah Witnesses. And so he was so excited because, you know, they had something. They wanted to help him out and tell him some things that they knew, and he was excited because he knew some things that he wanted to tell them. And I was like, what a great experience, you know. You got something you want to tell me because you care about me, and I got something I want to tell you that I care about you. So we're going to have a great time. And you're going to be it's so amazing when you start looking at the reality. If you have an authentic relationship, abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, you talk to him, he talks to you, you pray to him, he answers your prayer. By the way, and the very fact that God is with you and answers you separates you from all the other religions out there, because it blew these guys away when they found out, like, he answers your prayer. Like, yeah. And it's very powerful. It'll really help you out and encourage you. And also, if you are a Jehovah Witness, you're going to be encouraged today because God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. And it's going to be very encouraging. Also, Francis Chan is the one that wrote the book Crazy Love.
Crazy, right? Love. Crazy Love. Mm-hmm.
Crazy Love. But he also wrote another book that will just shock you. It's called Erasing Hell by Francis Chan. It's almost like, has it been erased? Has hell been erased? You know what I'm saying? You think about it. The best lie that you could probably tell is if something is so horrific, so bad, and all men are bound for their outside of Jesus Christ, knowing him as their Lord and Savior, let's just act like that doesn't even exist. Mm-hmm. Let's just act like hell doesn't exist.
Right.
And so he begins to explore. We're going to make the whole thing available to you on the VFN Torch. We're going to hear one particular segment. You know, Francis being asked questions, people are tweeting in questions, and the question they're asking is, you know, if you don't bear fruit, if you don't bear fruit, does this mean that you're going to go to hell, that you're not saved? That's a huge one, you know, because I think the big gospel is being preached right now. And gospel means good news, but I really would say the message being spoken from teaching areas, whether they're pulpits or television or radio, is this like, I'm just so glad you said the prayer.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what
so
else happens.
I'm so glad you gave Jesus a chance.
Yeah. And it's real difficult for the fact that, you know, as we're delivering a holy message with a holy expectation, dependent upon the finished work on the cross of Christ, still expecting us to walk out on obedience. You know, Pat and I struggle with our day-to-day lives trying to live a right life. No, John has no struggle.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, it's just perfect. And if there's anything on the contrary, like I said, just write to us. And
we've got plenty of emails already.
I know those bags in my office. You know, I got to go through those things. We're looking for volunteers to go through. I'm sure it's not true. How could it be true?
Oh, jeez.
You know, but, you know, you think about how can you deliver, how can broken people, reach out to a broken people with a whole God's message, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is because it's about God and it's not about us. That's how we can do it. And it's by his grace that we are saved. We're also going to talk about, and we've done this before, but we need to keep it before us because it's amazing how quickly we forget between a cappuccino, a morning paper, and some gossip column that comes on that calls news and the ABC News thing. Today's index factor, a cat gets stuck in an oak tree. It's like, the world's falling apart, right?
Amazing.
And so this is probably, this is the Middle East in a nutshell. And it's so important to understand. It's very easy to understand. And the reason why it's hard to resolve is because one side doesn't want to resolve it. You know, the ultimate conclusion that Israel's opponents have is they want Israel dead. But we need to understand, how did we get here? And so within 5 minutes, you just got this great pictorial you know, great explanation of what's taking place. Plus, we'll be talking about, don't forget, we're two programs back-to-back. You can catch us 24/7 on the radio, VFNTV.com as well. But about the U.S. Border Patrol, that one of our truckers, he's behind a Federal Express truck. He's coming over the borders, the Texas-Mexico border, and just waiting. I guess typically that's where the packages go across the border.
Right.
And the Border Patrol asked him the question as he rolls down his truck window, you know, you're going to see this video. It's amazing. And so you're looking at this video, this patrol officer, which we really appreciate, all of our Border Patrol. I mean, just imagine if you weren't there, maybe 10 more thousand would come over.
Right. At least.
We know your hands are tied, but thank God you're there. At least you can be a witness to what happened. And so the truck driver, he asked the truck driver, the Border Patrol officer, you'll see this. He asked the truck driver, he says, are you an American citizen? And so the truck driver says, does it really even matter? And, wow. And the Border Patrol officer says, not anymore.
Wow.
Not anymore. While we have our next cappuccino, frappuccino, and while we allow people to march on our streets with banners coming against Israel, while there's more people in America for Israel that's silent. But just like Bridget says,
Gabriel
says, the silent majority is always irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can choose not to be silent anymore. I just don't think it's going to balance out well on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
Living in the wealthiest country, in the blessed, most blessed land, people are climbing over our borders, not the borders of other nations, because it's blessed. And we stayed silent. We were just totally like the rich young ruler, American being like the rich young ruler, just said, you know, I'm not willing to give up my comfort, my convenience, and my cash, you know, for this. So even though God loves you, America, you got to turn back. You can't walk away from God. You've got to show up. And what we're going to hear about with, you know, Francis Chan in his book, what he's just discussing, his book about racing hell and asking questions is, you know, in the end, well, we're not going to get to the second part. The second, you can get this on the VFN Torch. But they start saying, you know, God's going to gather everybody. He's going to gather us all. And we've talked about this before, but, you know, we need to say it again because, you know, we have a tendency to forget. Life is, we're so inundated with information.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to gather us. He's going to gather us. And he's going to put some on his right hand and some on his left hand. And the one thing that determines which side we go on is how we treated folks. What was in our heart? I mean, I see some folks, and I'm just thinking, you know, you say you're the church, but you don't love the church.
Mm.
You, I mean, every time the church is brought up, you know, you lay down your life for yourself, you lay down your life for your things, you lay down your life for your house. When it comes to the church, it comes to believers, you know, you say these things that it's like, do you hate the church?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love the church? Like Lecrae says in his song, you know, she's got some issues, but you got to love her. She's the church, right? She's the church. And everything, our hope is that the church, not necessarily buildings, but the church will arise. And we believe a third great awakening is coming, but it's going to come when the church understands who she is, who her Lord is, and that we follow him in this time. And this media war that's been taking place, thank God for VFN TV and the daily radio program, and as the prophetic word that was given from Blow the Shofar Ministries, is there's anchors being raised up that's going to speak the truth, because for some strange, odd reason, media has been given over to darkness.
Mm.
The secular media has been, maybe they really don't know. If they really knew what they were doing, I don't think they would really do it. I really don't. But it doesn't bank, you know, it's like saying, well, I really didn't know I was robbing the bank. But you still robbed the bank, so let's deal with the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it's so lopsided, and people are just buying into it. And this is a surgical strike. This is a pinpoint strike on American Israel and godly values done by those who are strategists a methodology called Saul Alinsky. I mean, it's just the whole world is being organized.
Right.
And it's not, somebody says, well, how could that be? How could Saul Alinsky be doing this? Well, he just tapped into Lucifer. You don't have to understand.
Right.
He acknowledges in his book, Rules for Radicals, and we have all this available for you on the Torch. You got to go to series. You can find it in the series area on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But he didn't. It didn't originate with Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky in the 60s and the 50s. It originated in the presence of God with Lucifer. And he acknowledges that. He acknowledges that in his book, which makes it so creepy, that he says this is the first one that did it. Mm. You know, and he basically giving a big shout out to the first one that was able to do these tactics and get his own kingdom. Mm-hmm. Just Lucifer. And the kingdom of hell.
Right.
You know, and where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And also about abortion. Hopefully we'll be able to cover this, yes. John.
Yeah, when we talk about abortion, you know, we always talk about the fallout of abortion in regards to the sin before God and the innocent shed blood and how horrific that is. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes, you know, what's not discussed, and mainly because probably many people haven't done the research, is the economic fallout of the abortion. You're going to find out in real dollars, what does 55 million people, babies murdered, what is that? How does that affect the economy? Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that today. It's startling.
Wow. Yes, yes, and it does. It totally, I mean, all these different things. Imagine if you're really going to do something very significant, you've got to be able to cover all your bases. And it's like, I don't know if you've ever split a log before. Have you ever split a log before?
I have. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not on YouTube, really? Like split a log. did you ever hold the chisel while somebody swung?
No, not that stupid.
That's before my frontal lobe developed.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Dad.
Okay.
Hey, Dad. And so you have this log. You have this log, and you turn it up on end, and you're going to split it up into firewood because, you know, obviously the tree's around. Mm-hmm. And so you got to split it up. And sometimes when you drive the wedge into the log, it may split. It may not split. Sometimes your wedge gets stuck. You know, it's a real major event. Mm-hmm. And but sometimes you got to keep splitting and splitting and splitting. But if you really want this log to come apart, if you really want this nation to come apart, you got to drive a lot of wedges into a lot of areas to make sure she falls apart. And there's been so many wedges driven in. I mean, many, many wedges driven in. And we have to understand that we are Christian Americans, that just like in Israel, you have a democracy there and you have people of faith and people with no faith. But they understand that we're one nation and we defend our nation and that we have to walk together as Christians and as Christian Americans. And as Christians, when you read, you know, the Beatitudes and Jesus talking to us, he tells us to walk together. So don't let people divide you. Don't let people of hate and people with these agendas divide you from people maybe you might not agree with. But understand, if you're both Americans, you can love them where they are on the way to where they're going. I mean, the thing that's going to set us apart is the fact that we love each other and we love God. Don't get caught up in the hate wagon. Don't get caught up in the wedge. And don't be so offended. I mean, don't be offended when you see somebody driving a wedge between you and the very one that you had a relationship with, a wedge in your organization. We're seeing wedges just everywhere. And the whole purpose is in that, in the Alinsky tactics, he says that's what you got to do. You've got to polarize before you organize, which means you got to divide everything up. And so wedges are being driven anywhere a wedge could be driven. And this is what Jesus said. He said, any nation divided against itself, any nation with wedges all in it, will not stand. And so we have to rise up and say, you know what? We cannot let division come within us. We cannot let division come within our church family. And we cannot allow division to come within the church in America. Because he says, if my people who are called by my name will do what's right, then this America, this land will benefit from it. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We've been comfortable. All of these church leaders that are sitting here, we've been comfortable in pews and pulpits. Bible never talks about pews. Jesus' greatest command was to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he sums it up in a great commission at the end of Matthew and at the end of Mark, not by saying stay and preach to one another, but go.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center. where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Are American veterans having their rights restricted? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My question is about the rights of veterans that are in nursing homes. I was asked by the veterans there to come and pray with them and do a Bible study.
Did they stop your Bible study now?
Yes, they stopped me, and even the head chaplain called and said, we can't do this because what if there is one Arabic person? I said, this is not...
Well, let me tell you right now, that the chaplain's just absolutely incorrect. Bible studies can take place on military installations. They could take place in military hospitals. And it's not off limits. And we're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get you some help.
Help the American Center for Law and Justice battle key issues that face your faith and family. Learn more about what you can do by visiting us online at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch. A torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church. And so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go right into, first of all, a report from Avi Mizrahi and Dugud Ministries in Tel Aviv, which was, bombs are being launched into Jerusalem. They had some that landed there, but the, you know, Israel's pulling out right now. But Avi says, you know, thank you, you know, us, you know, for praying for them. We praise the Lord that none of our congregants or our family members have any physical injuries thus far. Continue to pray that the Lord will protect lives on both sides of the border. And that, you know, that's one beautiful thing about Israel is that we need to go. We need some lessons. We need some lessons. We don't need to go see the sites. We need to go learn the wisdom because we have to learn how to rightfully love our enemies. Rightfully be there for those who appear they're held captive and they're coming against us the way that Israel's being there give me a second right here. I'm going to hook up here. Yes.
Much better.
Wow. And so think about it. They're being bombed by the Hamas, which was voted in by 30% reportedly of the Palestinians, which is a terrorist group. And also I would consider more like a gang over the Palestinian people. And so Israel's able to divide that, to realize that this is not the Palestinians people's heart,
right.
But this is, you gotta lay low when they kill you for standing up for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in America, they don't kill us yet for standing up for what's right.
No.
And hopefully that day won't come. And not in America, they don't. But reporters are saying the ones that were in Gaza that, we're watching missile launchers be launched right here by our hotels, but if we put the cameras on them, they said they would kill us. Did you think about just talking about it then instead of just pointing your cameras at Israel? And so it is amazing. We could learn a lot from Israel. I mean, there being missiles, thousands of missiles are being fired at your children, at your wife, at your schools, at your businesses. And if it wasn't for the Iron Dome, they would be landing all over the country. But because America worked with Israel and supplied them with and worked together for the Iron Dome, they had that kind of defense. Sad to say, one has been given to Turkey as well. And so Avi and the Good Ministries and the Jews that are there in Tel Aviv and other parts of Israel, I mean, they're living in bomb shelters. Wow. They're bringing hobbies. They're ministering folks in the bomb shelters. They're reading books to them. But they're just staying in that bomb shelter. I mean, how many people like get upset because a hurricane's coming? It takes like a 24 hours of their life cycle.
Right.
And they have bombs. And then you look at the press, and the press is lopsided. And you think, you know, first of all, you know, if we understand this, that you see somebody on television every single day in the corporate world. And the corporate world, that means it's ran by a corporation. Now, who owns that corporation is your neighbor. It's your friends. It's people who bought stock in that company, who own stock in Disney and ABC and CBS and all their subsidiaries and MSNBC and NBC. And so they're concerned about the bottom line profits. And so they sell advertising to be able to raise money, and so they need content in between those ads that cause you to be able to want to stay in there. So more people view the ads, the higher the price their ads would go. And so they need somebody to go around. We need to find somebody that has a good voice, somebody that looks halfway decent, somebody that the people will relate to, and somebody that will read the words that we tell them to. A newscaster said to John, recently, he said, you know, I'm just tired of speaking empty words. If you get mad at a newscaster that works in that paradigm, and just because the camera's on them, you can have empathy for them. That's their job. They're having to read what's on the teleprompter. And that teleprompter has already gone through the whole process of their approval system that it will not offend.
It's been scrubbed.
It's been scrubbed. Because the purpose is the ads, not necessarily the content. And that's why all of a sudden you can see, you know, content go all over the place. And so you got to really think about, if you focus all of your attention on the teleprompter reader, then you're missing the point. It's your neighbor who has stock in ABC and Disney. It's your neighbor. It's maybe you and your portfolio that you have stock in CBS. By the way, a prophetic word was given about new anchors are going to be rising up and anchors are going to be falling because of the tragedies that are taking place. Let me give you some. I don't have any financial experience to give you any advice in your financial portfolio. But prophetically speaking, if you do have stock in those particular companies, prophetically, based on this word, and I can't tell you how to invest your money, you're thinking you need to talk to somebody who actually knows how to do that. If I did, I'd pull it out because based on the word is the value is going to drop dramatically. Not only is the value going to drop, but some anchors, because of the stress and the pressure.
Yeah.
That is going to be taking place. I mean, how long can you report on another disaster, I had a chance to catch some of the world news last night. In the first 15 minutes, it was like one disaster after another every 5 seconds. It was just like boom, boom, boom. It's like, how long can you take that?
Yeah.
Our attention span is so short.
Well, especially when you've been, you know, reporting on kittens and the latest, you know, fashion wear. And it's like, you know, you're going to have to do some really compassionate, you know, reporting, and it's going to be tough.
Right, and you can't do that if you're having to satisfy a corporate board, and you definitely can't speak prophetically. In other words, you cannot tell the news before the news happens, because they're going to be. This has not been scrubbed. We don't know. I mean, we kind of like the idea about it, but what if you're wrong? And we'd like to be the breaking news, but not that breaking news. We don't want to be that early on. We actually want to see it happen, and so we can, you know, make sure it fits our, you know. Versus when you're looking at, you know, looking at VFN TV, listen to the daily radio program. I mean, if you go back and listen, and this is what God has shown us, he's speaking prophetically. God is showing us things, and it's happening. And one big thing is that he's showing, I mean, I don't want it to be true, but who am I? I mean, who is Jonah to say, you know, I don't want Nineveh to repent, or I want Nineveh to repent. Mm-hmm. So whatever God's going to do with whatever God's going to do. Right. And this is what, I mean, God's saying all the paper money is going to go. It's going to be a digital economy that people, we got to pray for protection for our president, because there's people out there, and there's always somebody out there that tries to mean our country harm. Mm-hmm. But there's people out there that potentially, reportedly, that he's partnered with, that'll be just like Jehoiakim, just like Zedekiah, and they're not people that will, we got to pray protection over him. And we can, because God's shown us the church helping out mm-hmm. the president and making sure that he's able to break free from a vision, to get a new vision. But also he's shown it's going to be a physical battle. Uh-huh. It's going to be physical on the land. Something's going to happen on the land in America, and it's not going to be good. It's going to be shocking. You're talking about shock and awe. That was the first bomb dropped in Iraq, which they're saying now was an unjust war. Well, the first thing we dropped was Moab, the mother of all bombs. And it was made on the Gulf Coast at the Air Force Base. Whiting Field, I think is what it was out there. Not Whiting Field.
Eglin.
Wow.
And it's called, it was Moab, of the interesting name of the bomb. And it was called Mother of All Bombs, and it was a bunker buster, and it dropped thinking they would just deal with the first bomb to handle insight. Well, you know, if you go around picking on folks while your back's turned on God, you know, as one person says, our chickens could come home to roost. But if we turn our faces to God, you know, our hearts back to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, you're the Lord of our life, forgive us, cleanse us, help us to walk righteously before you, and help us to repent for the sins of our fathers, whatever they are, and our own, then God can just stop things. And we're going to talk more about this interesting encounter with Francis Chan when he had with, it'll be just enlightening to you, and as always, it'll be encouraging about his encounter with a Jehovah Witness. He just happened to be Jehovah's Witnesses, too. He was the same one. Don't worry about it.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Imagine yourself at the birthing of the church, and the power of God has been loose. The Holy Spirit is out. Something is differentiating followers of Christ versus followers of the world. Being rescued out of this corrupt generation. It's Jesus. I want you to pray with me. Dear Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For dying for my sins.
Thank you.
For paying the price. Forgive me, Jesus. Where I've sinned. At times I sounded like this atheist. Forgive me for all those words, all those judgments, all those criticisms. I'm sorry. Here I am, Lord. I'm all yours. I make you, Jesus, the Lord of my life. Fill me, Lord, with a promise. I wait for you. In Jesus' name.
You've just been listening to A Moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org. Did you know that China, John, is praying in reports. I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? I said, that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talked to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled, and I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
What do we have? Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. In the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go straight to Francis Chan. This is Francis Chan, and he has this encounter with a Jehovah Witness. And for those that don't know, first of all, Jehovah means God, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's the name of God. And so this God Witness, they feel like they're coming to his house. He's in the yard doing like Pat does, doing trimming his hedges and carving animals out with his.
Oh, yeah.
With his shrubs. Yeah, he's got Drew Brees in the corner bush.
That's right. Right. Florida Lee's on the other side.
Yeah, with a bag on his head. And so he's raking his yard, and all of a sudden, you know, these people come up and they have something, you know, to share with him, which is cool. I mean, think about it. If somebody comes to you and they say they care about you and they're wanting to share something with you, don't call your neighbor up and say they're coming down the street. Right. Close your door. You know, go get excited. If you're not saved, first get saved, and then, you know, get discipled, and then share with them about your experience with God, because your experience beats an argument every single time, a viewpoint. And these folks, somebody's coming to your door telling you about that they feel like they have a relationship with God. I mean, they're committed. Mm-hmm. Imagine if they actually had one.
Right.
I mean, just think about it. That's the person that you want to share with them. You know, that God loves them. God got a plan for the life. And listen right here with Francis Chan. He gives a beautiful viewpoint and how to do that, to have a heart after everyone. Watch. Listen.
Some of you have heard, I shared this story a little while ago, how just a few months ago, I was working in my front yard fixing some things, and some Jehovah's Witnesses come by, and they say, hey, can we talk to you? And I'm fixing this, and I go, of course. How can I? Yeah, I got some things to say to you too. You know, let's talk. No, seriously, because I just think here's some human beings. I need to love on them. They're trying to love on me, and so they start sharing some things. And I just said, hey, can I tell you? Can I just tell you a couple things that God's done in my life recently? Just a couple things. I mean, this will blow your mind. Let me just tell you about some answers to prayer that just happened like last week. And this lady goes, you know, God doesn't listen to everyone's prayers. And I said, you know what? Actually, biblically, you're right on. I go, James 1 says that if we doubt, he's not going to listen to us. James 4 says if we ask with the wrong motives, he's not going to listen to us. 1 Peter 3 says if I don't honor my wife, man, my prayers are going to be hindered. He says in Isaiah 58, if I don't care for the poor, it doesn't mean if I fast and pray. He's not listening. Yeah, I go in Amos, he says, I don't even want to hear the noise of your songs. You know, I'm not going to listen to that. He says, if my people would humble themselves, you know, and turn from their wicked ways. I mean, there's conditions. You're absolutely right. He does not listen to every prayer, but he listens to mine. I tell this one story of this thing that happened, and she's like, wow. I go, explain that. Why is he listening to me? You know? And she goes, let's get out of here. And so her and her friends start walking away. I go, actually, if you don't mind, I'd like to walk with you because I have some more stories. And because I didn't want them to just walk away. I want them to know. I just want people to know this Jesus, because there's nothing like answered prayer. There's nothing like, no way. I just spoke to God and he listened to me. I mean, that's my favorite thing on earth. When I ask for something, I go, shut up. God just
listen to me and look what he did. You can't explain this away. And so I'm telling them these stories as I'm walking with them. Man, I went like a block and a half just telling them. And one of them looks at me and she goes, what are you? Because you're one of them Pentecostals. And I go, don't worry about it. I go, here's all you need to know about me. I'm a human being just like you. And I get alone with that book. I get alone with the Bible and I just read it. And I see stuff I'm supposed to do and I do it. And I pray to that God in that Bible, that Jesus who died on that cross for me. And I just read that and I pray to him and he listens to me and he's changed me. And everything he's done in my life, it just blows my mind. And she goes, that's your problem. That was literally what she goes, that's your problem. She goes, you read that book by yourself. She goes, you can't understand that book unless one of our leaders explains it to you. And I said, see, that's your problem. No, I said, you're putting all of your trust in someone else. I go, do you understand this is about your eternity? This is about heaven and hell. And you are putting all your trust in what someone else tells you. And you understand, man, I think some of us in the room do this. Some of the things we believe and do and hold so dear is not because we found it in this book. It's just because someone told us. And I'm not saying that we don't listen to people who know more than we do. Man, I think there's a time to listen. But at the same time, you know, I see a lot of believers just grabbing on and listening to someone because they're a popular speaker or listening to someone because he's a good singer. Someone appears really intelligent, you know, quotes some Greek words that you don't know any better. You're like, okay, I guess. And you just start listening and you just follow these supposed scholars. And just like I told those ladies, I go, look, you would never come up with some of these conclusions if you just read this book over and over again. I mean, right now, you guys believe that Michael and Jesus are the same person. You really would have got that from the Bible? You only believe that because someone told you. If you put this verse over here, isn't that kind of the same? Yeah, I go, man, just read it for yourself.
This is beautiful. Yeah. That's Francis Chan speaking with IHOP KC down in Miami, Florida.
Wow.
On God TV. Understand, that's why we say we all need an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not just the Jehovah Witnesses that say, you know, you need somebody to explain it to you. How many people, I think, based on statistics, 97% of Christians in America depend on someone else explaining to them what the Bible says. Was it 81% don't even pick up their Bibles at all, right?
Yeah. And there is an explainer. I mean, there is an explainer that can explain the Bible, you know.
Right.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Right. And it's the only, think about this. The Bible is the only book that comes with the author.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. There's nothing, when you hear audio type books, I love the authors to read their books.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're given the right inflections. You hear, you know, what they're doing. Very few actually do that. But when you have the Bible, you hear, you read, the word's living, it's active, it's sharper than a double-edged sword. I mean, forget about bungee jumping and doing all these, you know, across the world races and all these different things. Just get in the Word of God and begin an adventure that will change your life forever. I'll never forget when God began to call me to the next level, and he's called me to a lot of different levels that he wanted me to walk into, seasons. But he showed me, I was in my office, And I was like, you know, dear God, what do you want? You know, what do you? I'll do it, whatever you want. I mean, and finally, he showed me. He said, I want you. I want you. And it's like, Chris, we're like, well, how specifically do you want me?
Be a little more specific.
Are we talking to Paul here?
What part of me do you want?
Yeah, part of me do you want? And he wanted all of me, John.
All. The gospel of all. There you go.
And so, which was cool. I just needed to know. To know that. And so he showed me, I'm studying in the Word, I'm reading the Word like Francis Chan is, I'm abiding with God. And listen, you can go to iabide.org, abide.org. We have a free, simple plan that you can begin to walk, just like Francis Chan, like we're walking on an everyday basis, you know, abiding with God. Mm-hmm. And so I began to abide with the Lord in this whole, you know, what the Lord said to me. And he showed me, I don't know if you've ever, obviously today it's totally different, but there used to be like one of those dance studios from way back when. I'm sure you took some of the dancing
classes. I'm sure I did. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the whatever it is, they got steps on the floor.
And you step Astaire?
Fred Astaire. Oh, I'm sure Steve would have taken it, though. right. Yeah, not Fred Astaire.
What are you talking about?
Anyway, footsteps painted on the floor, and what you do is you walk on the footsteps.
What, ballroom dancing?
Okay, let's move on. We have a lot of time.
He don't. Yeah.
For all those that are before their generation, you understand what I'm talking about. And so, and then what you would do, they teach people how to dance, but then you would just step on, okay, you're going to be the red footsteps, and she's going to be the black footsteps, and you would walk and dance those steps type thing.
He must have went.
That's obviously somebody who don't have much
sounds
rhythm.
Like experience.
So it sounds like he must have went to the dancing. Now, how's the red one go?
I never needed a map. I've always had my own rhythm.
Oh. Watch
me,
if
Jesus.
Anyone has footage,
watch me, Jesus.
If anyone has footage, please feel free to send it to us.
Thank God. Well, I just want to tell you, you know, if all these devices were available today, we too would have footage on everywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's
some more says than others.
Yeah.
That's right.
Including John Paul. Anyway, so what was I talking about? Okay, so then similar to that. Actually, I'm sitting in the presence of the Lord.
Oh,
and Shekinah. Anyway, so the presence of the Lord drops, and he shows me these footsteps. I see these footsteps going all the way across my office, side by side, and they go all the way up the wall. And, yeah, do you want me to dance? No, I'm saying that. And he speaks to me, and he says, these steps are my word. You can do this thing by walking on my word. My word is so tangible and so dependable and so solid that you, when I say something, you can stand on that word and follow it, and it'll take you all the way where you need to go. Mm. That was an amazing thing. And it's been constantly the next step. Your most important step you're going to take is the next step that comes out of that encounter with God. And I'm excited about very soon, in a couple of days, hopefully, maybe a week or so, we're going to introduce to you, God is opening up three or four new next steps that's going to bring, it's an answer to our prayers for the nation.
Yes.
It's an answer to prayer in so many different ways. And for all those that have walked with us over all these years, those that have been in the wilderness with us, those who have been out and saw the power of God drop in a powerful way in those tent of meetings and all these things that have happened, realize God has heard your prayer and has not forgotten, and things are about to turn full circle again. And you can stand on this word because we're seeing some pretty awesome things take place. When we come back, we're going to go back to Francis Chan in his book, Erasing Hell. And he has a second author that Pat's going to tell us about after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Almond milk. I mean, think about this.
Really?
You drink milk for years, right? Mm-hmm. You drink milk for years. Yeah, but you go buy a gallon of it back when it was cheap. Now it's like it's expensive.
That's like much as gas.
No, it's more than gas
actually.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? It's like $4 and something a gallon or something. I don't know.
Crazy. Yeah.
But all of a sudden, I found out that there's actually a better product that you can drink that doesn't have as high calories, a lot of fat and milk and all that. Mm-hmm. It's good when you're a kid and you're drinking all that and getting, you know, you need that as mm-hmm. as a kid. Obviously, our brains quit growing, so you know, mm-hmm. it's supposed to be good for brain growth and stuff. But then I found out about almond milk. I mean, think about this. I mean, almond milk And just, I was just blown away, like, oh, what's this going to taste like, you know? And so I tasted it, and I thought, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just trying to figure out, how do you get milk out of an almond?
You can drink a glass of almond milk?
Yes, I could drink a glass of almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I was more curious, like, how do you milk an almond? I'm just thinking, like, if you can milk a cow, I know how you can milk a cow, but why do they call it almond milk?
Yeah, Pat, tell them.
Is there some sort of, like, almond cow somewhere?
Make it. I don't know.
And they, like, almonds come out, and then they just... How does an almond turn into milk?
Don't have an answer for you on that.
Well, they're not our sponsors, but I do say this.
I guess they put it in a blender and chop it up.
I don't know, man. I've had, you know, we've had our share of almonds, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't taste like almond milk.
No.
Every now and then it does have, like, a wood quality to it.
Especially since we're sitting around a while.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. But I just trying to figure out, how do you get milk from an almond? They probably should just call it almond juice or something like that, but we wouldn't put it on our cereal then.
Probably not.
Anyway, getting back to the more important topics.
Yeah.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Erasing Hell. You got to see this book. Hopefully it'll come up on your screen in a moment as I'm talking. Francis Chan and?
And Preston Sprinkle.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Well, Sprinkle and, you know, Preston Sprinkle?
That's his name.
Wrote this book, Erasing Hell.
I didn't
believe
it
was in...
I think it's right there on the cover.
I think it was in response to... it was in response to... what the heck's going on? It's in response to... There's No More Hell. Remember the guy that wrote the book, Robs, whatever, wrote a book about There's No More Hell,
oh, yeah.
Out of Mars.
Yeah.
And
literally, he was out of Mars.
Women for Venus and Robs for Mars.
Exactly.
And, but I think it may have changed by now. I don't know.
Hopefully.
I think it's made you. I don't know. I don't know all that. Pack, John can tell you. Write to him. He'll tell you all about it.
Hey.
I'm just talking about Francis. Can you imagine? Francis Hamilton. I mean, that was like your name, Francis.
Well,
like,
no.
Go Saints! Go Saints! Go Saints! Or like your jersey's like Francis. The quarterback Francis.
Yeah.
Anyway, so so Francis Chan. You know, we got Crazy Love. You haven't read Crazy Love. I mean, it's beautiful depiction of the reality. You'll be so convicted when you read this book in a good way that you'll think, you know, all that crazy stuff I thought about doing, but all these religious folks held me back. They were wrong, and I was right. I should have followed God. I should have just went mm-hmm. for it. And that's a terrible revelation to find out at the throne room of God, by the way. So you want to find out now.
Yeah.
So the same one that wrote Crazy Love, which you need to read, he wrote Francis Chan and Sprinkles.
Preston Sprinkle.
Press and Sprinkle, wrote this book, Erasing Hell. And in the book, I mean, they literally, I mean, the worst, best thing you could do for someone who has evil plans is to say, you know, radical Islam doesn't exist. They're not really our enemy. And 300 million of them, 15% of them, according to Bridget
Gabriel,
doesn't want to kill us. And so let's just, according to Michelle Bachmann, Congressman Michelle Bachmann, let's just erase hell. Let's erase Al-Qaeda. Let's erase radical Islam. Any mention of any Islamic battles against America that happened from the very beginning. And that's what the enemy's trying to do, erase hell. I mean, think about how many people really believe there's a hell. Because if you really believe there's a hell, I mean, you're living a life attempting to live a life differently because you don't want to end up there. Not only that, because if you truly loved your wife, if you truly loved your husband, if you truly loved your kids, you know, you wouldn't want to live a life in front of them that would lead them to hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Somebody says, oh, I love you. No, you'd be helping me not go to hell, right?
That's right.
You'd be helping me. You wouldn't be hindering me. You don't believe hell is real. So if they erase hell, then all of a sudden you have all these folks who are bound for hell. And by the way, we all are outside of being rescued or called saved by Jesus from the condemnation that's ahead of all men because we all fell in the Garden of Eden. When Adam fell, we all fell. But we all can be saved, rescued. But if there's no reason to be rescued, if somebody erases the reason to be rescued, then you don't say, hey, lifeguard, help me out. You just go out in the riptide and you just drown and you find out at the throne room of God, you were deceived. And deception is like a huge thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. Deception comes from religious people who teach religious things or original. They're wrong. But it's so religious, you know, let's just march around the hole in the ground and wait for the iman to come out the hole.
Yeah.
Right. It's exciting. We can't talk about it right now, but there's a wind blowing across the Muslim world, and many are coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as they cry. It's just so exciting. We have a book we'll be talking about in a future program. So here they are. They're talking about their book. Francis Chan and Sprinkles are talking about their book, and we'll make this available to you on the VFN Torch. But the question they're asking, this is a really good question, because Jesus said this in John chapter 15. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches, talking to the believers, and my Father is the gardener. If you bear fruit, you're going to be cut back some. It's called prune, so you can bear more fruit. If you bear no fruit, you're going to be cut off and thrown into a place that's a fire, which would be hell. But if you erase that, he'd probably say you'll be thrown into a condo somewhere. I don't know how they erase it. But this is what Jesus says. And he says, apart from abiding in him, that's why we talk about abiding, you can't even do this. But they're answering the question. Somebody tweeted this in. Remember, take a look. Watch this. Listen, this is Francis Chan answering a question about it.
Okay, here we go. All right, this seems like a... Are these individual? Let's see. If you don't produce fruit, do you go to hell? Should we take this one at a time?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that. If you don't produce fruit, do you go to hell?
Oh, it's kind of the same thing, actually.
Is it just enough to accept Jesus as your Lord? What about someone living in constant sin? It is the same thing.
Okay.
Very astute.
This is good. Thank you. This is good. This is a good question because, okay, for example, when I called Rob on the phone to talk about his book and go, man, it seems like this is what you're saying. And he was kind of like, well, he goes, all I'm saying is, could it be possible? Could it be, is there any room for the possibility that, you know, God's going to surprise us with his grace as he has in other times in history? And suddenly everyone goes, you know? And I thought, yeah, there, I guess that could be a possibility. And he goes, that's all I'm saying. But then when I read the book, I'm going, no, that's not what you're saying. You're ridiculing anyone that would believe that God would, have someone suffer for all of eternity. And so it's not just leaving a little bit of room. You know, yeah, there's a slight possibility. And the reason why I bring that up is when I look at this, I mean, you guys know what I taught here for years, is basically what I see in this book, where the answer to that is... Gosh, everything I see in this book is that if you really are a believer, your life will change. Now, is there a slight possibility that maybe you can live exactly the way you always have? And is there any room in this book that possibly, based upon this one verse, that belief is just some sort of intellectual? It's like, wow, is there a sliver of hope, possibility? Well, maybe. But... man, when I read this book, the clear, overwhelming message is, gosh, if many will say, Lord, Lord, many will confess with their mouth, but they're not going to live it out. And they don't really believe it in their hearts, and their life shows that. And I mean, it. What I see in Scripture is, in James, you know, we quoted earlier, that the demons in hell believe in God. And they shudder. They even fear God. So if you say, well, I'm a believer in God, I go, great, you're like a demon. You know, I mean, that puts you on par with them.
That's the thing. Think about that.
Mm. Wow.
This is crazy love author Francis Chan talking about. You got to get this book. The book I believe he's talking about Pastor Rob Bell, who wrote a book. In the book he says, what if hell doesn't exist? And he's talking, he must have talked to him and said, I'm just opening the idea of it's what he said. I think his book's called Love Wins, a book about heaven, hell, and the fate of every person who ever lived. Mm. And the author is Ron Bell from Mars.
Rob Bell, Mars Hill, I believe.
Yeah. Which, by the way, this is very interesting because we need to ask the question. And it's, you think about it. Just read the red letters.
That's
in the Bible. Get your red letter edition to just go, what does Jesus say? And Francis Chan is in love with the one who the red letters represent.
That's right.
And he wants to spend his life pleasing him. And that's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's what you want to do. Which means we have to say, you know, what does he say? What does he say? And the truth is, you know, as you know, as a flower produces pollen and a bee produces honey, a believer produces fruit. It's not that the fruit makes you a believer or the pollen makes it a flower or the honey makes it a bee. It's the fact that the flower is a flower, therefore it produces. It is the bee is a bee, therefore it produces. And therefore, if you're a believer who abides with Jesus Christ, you bear fruit. So the enemy tries to confuse that question. The thing is that you need to abide with Jesus, and you'll begin to see that's not a question. It's easily answered. Getting into the Word of God, saying, you know what? I'm going to abide with the Lord. I'm going to go to iabide.org, and I'm going to get my own personal abiding plan, and I'm going to hang out with God. And in doing that, supernaturally, by His Spirit, all of a sudden, because a bee is a bee, a flower is a flower, because I'm a believer, fruit is going to come out of my life. I believe, therefore I produce fruit. Totally awesome. Don't be deceived. Understand the Lord loves you, got a plan for your life. Spend time with Him. He loves you. He'll forgive you. And not only that, He'll show you and demonstrate and lead you through all this in Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC, the Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.